Back to it. Good to have you here. With everything that's going on in the headlines, with Ukraine, of course, one of the takeaways that seems to be getting missed is that we are giving a lot of money to Ukraine for weaponry to protect themselves against the Russian Federation and so forth. It's key. It's critical. My next guest, Dr. John Ganz, the Director of Communications and Research at Perry World House, the University of Pennsylvania's Global Policy Institute, and the author of White House Warriors. Doctor, welcome back.
Good to be with you. Thanks so much for having me on.
Good to have you here today. When you look at everything going on around the world, let's start with this impeachment inquiry or whatever this is. I've had a chance to look at this transcript between the president of the United States and the president of Ukraine. Joe Biden's name is mentioned once. It's in context after a bunch of other corruption is discussed. No favor asked for. I think it's a bunch of noise. Again, what do you make of this?
Well, you know, I've looked at about 10,000 documents in my time of researching this book from nine different archives, including the Gerald Ford Library in Michigan. And I will say I haven't seen a document quite like this. In some ways, we need to remember it's not a transcript. It's a memorandum of conversation, which means is a work product of NSC staff, right? And so what you do need to remember about that is that this is probably the best possible light this conversation is going to be shown on. And I'm sure that's what Congress is going to say. They're going to say we need to see all the documents leading up to it, all the other drafts of this conversation. If there's any recordings, any sort of note takings, anything along those lines, they're going to want to see all that. So I think this is the start of a process. I will say, as a person who's looked at these, I have not seen somebody so clearly intermingle their political campaign and their political opponents into a conversation about a national security matter. I have not seen that.
Well,
so
frankly, we haven't seen a vice president and his son, you know, go to foreign countries and make millions of dollars, take $1.5 billion out of China. That's kind of unusual as well, isn't it?
Well, I haven't looked at vice presidents and their sons very much in my history, but I do think that it is an unusual situation. Ukraine is one of those stories that has changed so much in the past 5 years that a lot of people have gotten caught up in the changes, whether it's
certainly,
you know, Paul Manafort, Hunter Biden and things along those lines. So it's definitely one of those moments. But I think we just had, if the Mueller report was anything and the Mueller investigation was anything, it was a reminder that we don't like foreign interference in elections. And I think that's one of those ones that I think that's why this is popping so widely with the American people and to a degree causing such a storm in Washington is that a lot of people have been reminded that this isn't what we want and this isn't what we typically expect our presidents to ask for.
Well, I can tell you beyond the belt there in Washington, I don't think people care, frankly, because they see what this is and people have read the document. There's not much here. And the whistleblower now, the complaint, according to members of Congress that have seen it, it's a reference to this document. And you're right, this is a compilation, I believe, of four different people that listened to the conversation and they kind of got together, compared notes, wrote this. This is what they walked away with, and so it is. But the whistleblower now wants to remain anonymous. I don't think this is the basis for impeaching a president, not this. And to me, from where we stand out here in the hinterlands, it seems those inside the belt have gone from the Mueller report in Russia to Stormy Daniels, now to this. It's like it's desperation, it appears, on the Democrat side because of the hatred they have for this president. Are we wrong about that out here?
Well, you know, as somebody sitting in a part of the hinterlands myself from Philadelphia, I think that people, generally speaking, whether they're in Washington or in Pennsylvania or Michigan or anywhere else, definitely everybody is reacting to a very irregular president, an unusual president. He's unconventional, right? And so government has had a hard time catching up that and understanding that. And he has forced a lot of changes in how things are done. Some of that has been good. Some of that has been more controversial. And so what I think has happened is this is a piece and this is a part of the concerns out there, whether it's in government, in Congress or some places in the country, with how the president of the United States is now managing foreign policy. And I think that that is one thing that has worried people and one thing that will continue to worry people. And I think that's justified. I think he is trying to manage and run government and foreign affairs basically on his own. That's a hard thing to do, whether you're Donald Trump, whether you're George W. Bush, or whether you're Barack Obama. And so I think that we need to spend a little bit of time trying to figure out what makes government work best for Donald Trump and try to help Donald Trump do his job and get him the support he needs to do it.
I agree with that. I'll give you one point here, Doctor, and that is Donald Trump has not taken us into any new wars. And I wonder what would have happened with Iran, for example, if George W. Bush had been president or Barack Obama had been president at the time that the Saudi oil fields were hit. Now, we could still see some military action as a result of that. But I think he has shown great restraint in many regards. And when it comes to fatigue over military actions, I think the American people have been there for a number of years. And so when Donald Trump tries to exit Afghanistan and elsewhere, I think he has the support of the American people. Am I wrong about that?
You know, as somebody who's sort of been following this, and I serve in the Navy Reserve, and I, to a degree, have got interested in foreign policy as a result of 9/11, like a lot of people in my generation. I mean, I think you're definitely right that there's some exhaustion with the wars. And I think Donald Trump, probably better than a lot of people in Washington, has read that tea leaf very well. I think the challenge you get into is that to end a war is not easy. And to bring troops home is not easy. And one of the reasons it's not easy is there's a lot of people in Washington that generally don't like to do things and end wars. That's just the nature of war and the nature of bureaucracy and the nature of government.
A lot of money to be made.
The one thing. What's that?
I said there's a lot of money to be made in war.
Absolutely. Money, careers, prestige, opportunity, sure. Right? And so you have to figure out how to make government work. And I think that's one of the challenges that Donald Trump has still, I think, 2 or 3 years, not really found the team that can help him manage that big government military bureaucracy and pull them away from these sort of engagements. And I think that that's a challenge. I think that that's something that I think as somebody who has looked at presidents of both parties along the way, you want to see somebody who's able to get the team around them that he's had. He's now got a new national security advisor. He's probably not as experienced as a lot of the national security advisors we've had, but it'll be interesting to see if the president can find a way to gel with him and work to collaborate with him in order to sort of pursue these objectives that I tend to agree would be popular with the country. I think there'd be people who would be supportive of getting out of.
Probably not the warmonger that John Bolton was perceived to be either, the new national security advisor. Dr. John Gans here from Perry World House at the University of Pennsylvania. When we talk about fatigue, though, I think that we have investigation fatigue as well. I mean, the American people have been bludgeoned since before Donald Trump even took the oath of office by the Democrats, by the media, that, you know, he's done something impeachable and they keep coming up short and empty and it's a thud, it's a dud. I mean, how much longer? We've got about a minute here, and I'll give you this as the last question, but, you know, how much more of this can they take? I don't see it here. I don't think this moves the needle at all, in fact. Not here in Michigan, probably not in Pennsylvania. Where do we go from here?
My sense is that Congress hasn't figured out how to try to manage or how to try to balance Donald Trump. And the best and only way that they seem to have settled on is investigation. And so I think we're going to see this, whether it's this or something else, we're going to see investigations until he's out of office.
And don't you think that damages the Democrat brand?
That's not my particular expertise. My sense is that it probably wears people out. I think it probably... You don't want to be a president under investigation, but you also don't want to be the party doing the investigation. This isn't what any of these people got into business to do. None of them got into government to spend time investigating.
It's exhausting. Not like having a newborn in the house exhausting, but pretty exhausting nonetheless. Doctor, I greatly appreciate you being here, and congratulations on the new arrival. Thank you so much. Dr. John Gans, Perry World House, University of Pennsylvania, author of White House Warriors. Check him out. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. Good to have you along. We'll be right back.
September is weight loss and body contouring month at Wyckoff Wellness, and it's your chance to drop pounds, lose inches, save some money, and find the new you. In September, save 20% on their HCG and ketogenic weight loss programs and save 20% off Virju body contouring and cellulite reduction packages. Wyckoff Wellness is here to help you reach your weight loss and body contouring goals, and September is the best time to get started and save 20%. Call 517-333-7270 or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
Hey parents, finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again.
a fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and test us...
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music...
Ah, this is Mommy's jam!
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.